In the last of our revision seminars, we're going to be looking at chapters 5, 6 and 7, looking at specialist equipment. We're going to look at communication and record keeping, and we're also going to look at how we can go about saving energy and being energy wise within the running of our business. And all these three chapters can be found in the same chapter as in section 5 on the revision PowerPoint squares. Okay, so all of the questions from 5, 6 and 7 are found under section 5 on the revision PowerPoint squares. Okay, so we're going to start off with special equipment. You should know quite a lot about the different names of different tools within the kitchen, and often you'll get very simple one-point questions at the start of the exam that will be things like, name this item of equipment. So really simple, so make sure you've got a good understanding and knowledge of all the tools and equipment. A real kind of like common one is the difference between a spatula and a palette knife. A spatula is something that's plasticky and bendy, and it's used for scooping things out of, say for example, like cream out of a bowl. Whereas a palette knife is something that's got a rigid metal blade on it, but it's not sharp and it's used for smoothing things out. So have a look around your kitchen at home. Make sure you know what every single piece of equipment is. If you're not sure, have a look it up online, okay, or ask your parents or ask your teacher. Okay, so within this section on specialist equipment, as I say, you might get some very short, simple questions. What is this item of equipment? What's it used for? But you also might get some other questions that are about how you look after that piece of equipment. So a very simple task at the base of page 68, where it says care, safe use and cleaning of equipment, maybe just highlight a few of those keywords. But obviously, this is basically, because they're non-electric items, this is about washing, drying thoroughly, making sure we pack them away properly. Okay, now as we move over to page 69 and we start to look at equipment that is electrical, we have got small and large scale pieces of electrical equipment. A small scale piece of electrical equipment is something you hold in your hand. So for example, an electric whisk, a blender, a kettle, or something that you operate that's quite small, again with your hands. So something like a microwave where you go and you press the buttons with your hands. Okay, larger scaled electrical items are things like ovens, deep fat fryers, large scale mixers, for example, that make huge amounts of bread within a bakery, and rotisseries as well. These things obviously are very different to use because they tend to be in fixed positions. So we can't just put them in a wash bowl and start cleaning them up. And sometimes they can be quite difficult to dismantle because of their size. So in terms of how we're looking after them, we've got servicing that's been added in to just our normal washing. And often as well, we'll have normal regular cleans and then a deep clean where the item is actually completely dismantled, disinfected, and then we'd go through the cleaning cycle in order to clean it properly. So have a good read of those and highlight some of the keywords. These will only ever be a short or medium length question. One question just to sort of like bring up was, in recent years we had a question about use of a microwave, and there is a question on the revision PowerPoint squares that will prepare you for that one, and it stumped people in the past, so make sure you know more than one thing that you would do with a microwave. Okay, so turning over to page 70, food service equipment. These are the things that we serve food. So these are our tongs, utensils, glasses, cups, crockery and cutlery, serving dishes. And again, very, very straightforward information. So maybe just go through, highlight some of the key bits there. And also maybe, again, think about how we wash those items up, how we look after them. Okay, in terms of other food service equipment that's powered, so again, electrical things, now we're looking at things like coffee machines, ice machines and juicers. And again, very similar rules would apply to the small-scale electrical items from the previous page. Okay, lastly in this section is some information on knives. Now, this is really, really relevant to your exam, right? Lots of times we have a question on knife. It might be name three different types of knives. It might be name three things you could do with a knife. Sometimes it might be health and safety rules with regard to the use of knives. So make sure you do a revision card on the information found out on knives, okay? Because it's a very, very common question. Okay, have a little go at the questions on page 72 and 73. Now would be a good time to take a pause and have a go at maybe some of the questions on the revision PowerPoint as well. But bearing in mind that PowerPoint is for several chapters. Okay, so now we're moving on to section 6. Again, another quite short chapter, so we're including it within this same seminar. Looking at communication this time. Now, all of the questions that we are going to have within this section would be our medium to long length questions. Okay, so really important that you get detailed revision notes. So highlighting keywords, making revision cards, doing mind maps for the content on these next few pages is really advisable. A very popular question that you'll have within the exam will relate to either how we communicate with each other, why it's important, how waiters deal with complaints, and different forms of communication and how they can be effective within the running of a business. So go down through and for each key area, create a revision card. So just to start with, we've got good communication is important. And think about how, in terms of communicating pieces of information, why the way in which we do it is so important. We don't want people to misunderstand us. We don't want a loss of information or an incorrect piece of information because this is going to affect the way we run our business. Think about a customer, for example, who says, I'm allergic to peanuts. Please make sure that no ingredients have come into contact with peanuts that go on my dish. And this doesn't get communicated properly to the chef. This could cause huge problems in the running of a business and obviously to that specific customer. So go down through, think of some good examples of good communication and bad communication. Again, hopefully you would have done this within your lessons. So you should be able to think about consequences. When you're thinking point evidence explanation with regard to communication, you want to think of why we communicate, how we communicate, some specific examples, and then what happens when we get that thing right, what happens when we get it wrong. Okay, so down at the bottom of page 74, we've got types of communication, right? And these are the various forms in which we communicate, in which we share information, in which we discuss things as a business and in between business to business and business to customers. So when you're going down through it again, make sure within your revision card you are very clear about the different forms of communication. Okay, top of page 75. For many of you, this will just be common sense. How do we communicate well? This should be fairly straightforward. This should be about listening carefully, watching customers to observe their body language, having a good knowledge of your establishment and of your dishes, giving good and up-to-date information, making sure that you're not being misleading, being honest, asking good questions, being polite, being helpful, and being courteous towards our customers. Now, obviously, if this doesn't go well, or if there's a problem, then we may have to deal with complaints. And again, this is a very common question in the exam. So think about how, if you had a problem, how you would want to be dealt with. Okay, you'd want to be dealt with calmly. You'd want someone to speak to politely. You'd want them to deal with your problem and apologize and to keep that sort of feeling of positive as an end result. Not only would maybe you be given an alternative, like, for example, a replacement pudding, but maybe have money taken off your bill or, for example, some free drinks given to you and your guests. We definitely want to make sure that customers leave with a positive opinion about the business, even if a mistake has happened. Okay, last bit of information at the bottom of page 75 is to do with customers with specific needs. And for example, in a hotel, you might have a hearing loop, and this would be advertised to the actual customers, making them aware of how we can support them within communication. So have a little read of that one, and again, highlight some key things. And now would be a good time to stop and have a look back at page 74 and 75 and create some really good revision cards, because these are very common topics that come up in the exam. Okay, turning over to page 76 and 77, the last elements to do with communication are to do with record keeping and how we use computers. Now, record keeping, if you read the top box, is about the different things that we need to record as a business. So this might be sales. It might also be recording customer orders. So how many people are going to be coming in at a certain time to sit at a certain table. It might be recording temperatures on a fridge, for example. It might also be recording the invoices that come in. Now, all this information is essential in the smooth running of a business because it helps us to plan, it helps us to be efficient in the way that we work, and it helps to make sure that we avoid mistakes. So, for example, we don't want to book too many tables in and then guests turn up and we say, I'm sorry, we've overbooked, there's no space for you. and also making sure that we are understanding really clearly the financial implications of all of our decisions. So by having records about how much things cost, we can then actually produce our accurate selling price and then sell to the customers at the right level. Okay, so types of record keeping at the bottom of page 76. We've got lots of examples there, and this is a really good one, again, to make a little revision card on, and just looking at some of the keywords, the key pieces of language to help us understand specific examples of records within the business. Okay, now, most records, if you like, in a modern business will be held and stored electronically, so on a computer. And computers now are massively important in the running of most catering establishments. And this is a very common question. It's often an 8-point question. So when you go down through this page and you create a revision card, I want you to come up with 8 things that a computer could be used for in a restaurant. Okay, so now you might be able to think of some more of your own. That's absolutely fine. But a typical question, as I said, would be something like discuss or describe how ICT is used in the catering industry. 8 points. So you need to come up with 8 ideas or 4 that are really, really well explained. It's probably easier to come up with 8 ideas than actually do 4 well explained answers. Okay, so the first main one is electronic point of sale. This is when you go into a pub and somebody, you make your order, and they look on a screen and they start tapping a screen. And what happens is that screen will then say, oh, actually, we don't have enough steaks for your order, or we do. So, you know, it confirms the order or denies it. And it will then take 2 steaks off the stock list. Okay, so say we started with 10 and then we put in 2 steaks. Now it's automatically going to update and say it's now got 8 left. All right, now the advantage of this is that as soon as we get down to, say, example 3 or 4, the computer will tell us we need to order some more steaks. And if you think about managing, for example, drinks, foods, this is going to give us a really easy and simple tool to manage the levels of stock within a business. Also, it acts like a till, so it does all of the adding up for us, which means we don't make mistakes with regard to money. Also, the really good ones will actually communicate information directly to the kitchen. So rather than walking around and telling the chef what the order is for table 5, the computer will automatically do it. And inside the kitchen, a little readout will print off and it'll actually tell the chef exactly what table 5 need and what they've ordered. Okay, other things that we've got then are things like stock control systems. This might be using Excel spreadsheets to record levels of stock, invoices that come in. We might use ICT for events management, say, for example, if we're planning a wedding or a big birthday party. We can use it for dietary analysis to work out the levels of nutrients that we find within certain dishes. And we can also look at how we then create menus, how we put them together, how we structure them, how we actually make it look on an actual page with pictures, different things, bits and bobs. Now, there's loads of examples of how we use ICT. If you think from a really modern perspective, we've got things like websites for business, advertising, menu production, costings. There's lots of different things. So try and come up with 8 ideas of how a computer might be used in a modern restaurant or pub and write them on a revision card. Okay, once you've done this, have a look at pages 78 and 79 and have a go at the questions. And again, all the elements from chapter 6 can be found in section 5 of the revision PowerPoint squares. Okay, the last part, section 7, you'll be pleased to hear it's the very last bit of the revision seminars that we're going to cover. It's all about catering and the environment. And this is about recycling. This is about how we use energy. This is about how we conserve the different things we do, not just because we want to be good to the environment, but also to save money. Okay, so on this first page, page 80, we're actually looking at how we can save energy within our actual cooking processes. So for example, when we're cooking with boiling water, if you put a lid on the top, you don't actually need the hob on such a high level in order to maintain boiling, which is obviously going to save electricity. Again, if you use the right size pan, then water will boil faster. So if you notice, just go down through here and highlight a few of these examples and then put them on a revision card titled Saving Energy and Water in Cooking. Okay, moving on to page 81. This is other ways in which we can save electricity and save energy. All right. And it talks about things like energy efficient equipment. It talks about turning off lights when we're finished with them, making sure that dishwashers and washing machines are fully loaded, making sure things aren't left on standby, turning equipment off. And it might even be down to things like making sure the seals on fridges and freezers are in good working order. Because if they're not, then constantly that fridge or freezer will have to overwork to maintain the temperature that it's trying to keep the foods down to. So again, have a look down through there. Think of lots of examples. In terms of conservation, because it's a very current topic, again, it's very popular with examiners. So you want to be able to write about lots of different ways in which you can save energy, either be it through water, through electricity, through gas, within the running of a business. Also, maybe about ways in which you can generate energy that are environmentally friendly. So for example, having a solar panel, using water rain recovery systems to flush toilets or use it in within washing machines, or maybe even having a windmill, or for example, ground source heat pumps. So there's lots of different ways in which we can either conserve energy or become more environmentally friendly. Okay, the last two pages are about how we reduce waste. Okay, and we're looking at reducing, reusing and recycling. And when you're going down through, this again is a very popular exam question. So you want to have a really good understanding of how you could run a business in an environmentally friendly way by, first of all, reducing waste. And the number one cause of waste is either food waste or it's packaging. All right. So how can we reduce the amount of food that we throw away? This might be to do with rotating stock. It might be to do with clever menu planning, accurate portion control. So again, go down through, highlight some keywords within that block, make some things stand out, and then produce a little revision card on this idea of how we reduce waste. In terms of reusing things, you know, what products can we reuse within the kitchen at home? If I, for example, run out of margarine, sometimes I'll keep the tub or an ice cream tub, and then I'll use it to store, for example, biscuits that I've just made in. Put the lid on, and there I've got an instant container. So think about different ways in which we can reuse certain things, maybe how we could even reuse leftover food. You know, one of the most sort of famous leftover foods, if you like, is soup, which kind of originated as leftover bits of vegetables that we weren't using, chucked in a pot, add some water, and there we go, we've got a soup. So we're making money and we're using ingredients that probably would have been thrown away. Okay, recycling. Now, recycling is the sort of the last of our three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. And you guys should probably all be involved in recycling.